Okay. All right, I'll call a meeting to order. If you could stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. All right. Okay. Where's the agenda? Okay. Roll call. Just let the record know that all members of the Town Advisory Board are present. And if our county representatives wouldn't mind introducing themselves.
Hi, I'm Roxy from Comprehensive Planning.
Jolene Heiss, follow Comprehensive Planning.
Thank you very much. And we have Michael Shannon, who's our town liaison. And we have our, is it clerk or secretary?
Secretary.
All right. All right, now we'll move in. I'll read a preamble and then I'll get into public comments. So items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an agenda at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. And all planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. I would ask that you please mute or turn off all your cell phones or anything that makes noise. And if you do need to take a conversation, please, if you wouldn't mind stepping out, because the sound does carry and it interferes with the recording and sometimes it disrupts the presenters. All right, so at this time, we'll move into public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up, state your name, and spell your name for the record. And if any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Okay. At this time, we could I'd entertain a motion. I didn't see any. Never mind, scratch that. I would entertain the motion to approve the minutes for January 13th.
I would make a motion to approve.
All right, there's a motion to approve. If there's no further discussions or questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. And I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda. I don't see any agenda items that we need to group, so I think this agenda would be, we'll go through the order as is. So is there a motion to approve the agenda for this evening?
So moved.
All right, thank you. All right, informational items. Mr. Shannon, do we have any information items?
Yeah, one thing, I want to let everybody know that tomorrow at 3 o'clock, we're having a groundbreaking for the newest park in the county. It's a specialized park, and that is a bike park. At the southwest corner of Fort Apache and Warm Springs. It's going to be probably the coolest bike park that the county has built. It sits right on the edge of the hills there, just south of Cowabunga Bay. And the groundbreaking will begin at 3 o'clock, and everybody's welcome to attend. But I'm a little bit biased, but when it's completed, it's going to be a really cool bike park from everything from young kids to really high-level riders and stuff. So you're welcome to come.
It's like mountain bike trail kind of thing? Or like
there'll be
BMX?
A pump track. There'll be like mountain bike. There'll be some number of, the word I'm looking for is...
like half pipes and holes and stuff?
A number of different elements to it. But like I say, everything from young kids to high-level riders will be able to utilize the facility. It's very cool. So.
Yeah, that's important. Okay, thank you. So why don't we proceed? Is there an applicant or representative for the first agenda item, which is UC25-0878 for Pastry Academy LLC use permit? All right, let me read this into the record. You can either sit down or wait until I finish reading. And if you don't have anything to present, then that's fine. So this is UC-25-0878, Pastry Academy LLC. It's a use permit to allow an avocational or vocational training facility in conjunction with an existing office complex on a portion of 3.82 acres in a CP, commercial professional zone, generally located north of Eldora Avenue and east of Jones Boulevard within Spring Valley. Yours.
Yes, so we own a pastry.
Yeah, so could if you just announce who you are and the address?
Yes, so my name is Amaury Guichon. I'm a pastry chef, and we acquired the building at 266 South Jones, and we are hoping to move the school, the vocational school we have, managing private small group of people aspiring to learn a little bit about the trade of pastry, chocolate, bread, baked goods, etc.
Okay. Is there anybody, a member of the public, that would like to make a comment regarding this particular item or presentation? Seeing none, I'll bring it to the board. Any questions or comments?
No questions.
No questions? Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I move we approve with staff conditions.
Okay. There's a motion to approve with staff conditions. Without further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations. Hey, if you do a pear eclair, I'll come.
My wife is a huge fan of yours.
All right. All right. Item two, which is a vacate and abandon. Is there a member of the public? All right. Let me read this into the record. So it's VS-25-0876. It's Hesselgesser, I apologize for the mispronunciation. Hesselgesser, Paul L., vacate and abandon. Easements of interest to Clark County, located between Mesa Vista Avenue and Russell Road, and Mann Street and Jones Boulevard within Spring Valley. Sir. Okay.
All
right, and this is just a standard question that they usually ask the staff. So if staff wouldn't mind, just for the benefit of the audience here, explain what a vacate and an abandon is. Members of the public, are there any questions or comments? All right, seeing no one moving real quickly, I'll bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments from members of the board?
I have a question.
All right, go ahead.
How does the county determine that it's not necessary, that that drainage easement is not necessary?
That is with Public Works, that they determine that it's not necessary, and that's why they request the vacation.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve staff conditions.
All right, there's a motion to approve with staff conditions without any further discussion, or if there is any further discussion. All those in favor, please say aye. All right, motion carries. Thank you. Item three, which is a vacate and abandon, is there a representative or an applicant for this item? Say again if there's an applicant or a representative for item three. All right, I'm going to move forward on this, and we'll hold this until now. We'll move to item four. Is there an applicant or a representative for item four? All right, while I read the record, if you have anything to present, please do so. All right, it's SDR-25-0899, Americana Haraway, LLC, Sign Design Reviews, for the following: one, allow electronic message unit, video; two, reduce the separation between freestanding signs; and three, increase the area of proposed freestanding sign; and four, propose signage in conjunction with an existing office building and mini warehouse complex on 2.21 acres in a CG commercial commercial general zone, generally located on Sahara Avenue and west of Monte Cristo Way within Spring Valley. Sir.
Michael Blue, address is 7475 West Sahara. This particular pylon sign is for a surgeon who's just recently bought the building there. He's going to build a surgery center. He's got six tenants in there, and he's wanting to put a pylon sign. There's a pylon sign there. We're removing it, and this one will be approximately about 10 feet taller with a message unit to advertise his business and to help his tenants out in that area. Basically, the sign would go right here. They just built a storage facility about 30 feet high right there that kind of blocks that area right there. Is part of the reason why he wants to get more advertisement out by the street there. It is not going to be a video unit. It's going to be a static message unit. When I did go to present to the planner, he had mentioned to put video on there, and so we did, but it's going to be static images, not actual video motion on there. As you know, West Sahara is kind of big. It's been growing up, and they have a lot of signs in that area. Yeah, so here's just a photo of some of the signs, 35-foot message units, all up and down Sahara. This is all within like a quarter mile of this sign there. This one here is the one that's probably right on his side of the street. This is his sign right here, and you can see that building is now built up right there. So hence the larger sign that he wants to put in there. But there is video units about a little bit smaller right here, and then this sign here is about a 35, 40 footer that's right down the street from him. So he's just trying to get aesthetically, you know, what everybody else has up on Sahara. He just wants to have the same thing.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, is there any member of the public who would like to comment on the presentation or the application? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a question for staff. In the staff analysis, they say that there are no other signs on the south side of the street. And I know that this person's gentleman here said that there are some more signs. I'm just curious for the denial recommendation, with the reasoning being no other
similar the sign on the south side of the street. If there are signs on Sahara like this already. Sorry, excuse me. So there's no other sign as in the 35 feet video sign that was presented in the open at the open. Absolutely not as you say.
So this has changed since the original proposal?
I'm not sure if they changed as far as what it was requested was the video electric message unit, and the analysis is saying that there is no other sign just like it, which is 35 feet in height and has that street of videos.
Okay. question is...
This sign here has been, we built this sign like 15 years ago, so it's been there, and these other signs have been up for about 10 years.
And are those video signage?
Yes, sir.
Now, this sign that's going up there, you're saying is going to have static imagery, not video?
Correct.
Does it have the capability of
all video units have the capability of it, but...
So it is a digital display?
Correct.
Just, okay.
Yeah, you're only supposed to be able to show video down on the resort corridor, and outside of that, you're technically...
Understood.
And how tall are those signs that you're showing the image?
The Sahara Heart, I think, is 30 feet tall, and the sign right next
to
it.
So, just a point of order. I just want to make sure Patrick was done with his questions. All right, so we'll go ahead and proceed with the questions. Go ahead, answer now, but I want to make sure Patrick...
Well, that was my next question, so you're on it. Go for it.
Yeah, so just for sake of order, let's wait until Patrick's done, all right, in the future. But follow up her question, because that's the same question Patrick's done.
Okay. So those signs are 30 feet, to be clear.
So, yeah, Sahara Heart is 30 feet. The one to the left of that, I think, is more like between 25 and 30. The one down on the bottom is 40 foot.
So the proposed sign is going to be 35 feet, so about 5 feet taller. And then with that, in that area, would that possibly hinder, like, the visibility to other signs in that area, or are there no other signs on that side of the street?
Negative. Well, you see on the picture, you've got the storage unit that is to the east. So there's nothing. I mean, that storage unit blocks that. There is a sign to the west of this sign here, and the next parcel over, and it sits back, and it's just another storage unit, but it doesn't block that because it sits back about 20 feet from the street.
Thank you, sir.
All right, going back to Patrick, do you have any more questions, or was that it?
No, that was it.
All right, any other questions? All right, so I have a couple comments and then a question.
Okay.
But I just note that the staff is saying that, number one, you're asking for the size, which is not with policy.
The size
right?
Is allowed.
Yeah. But it's not within, if I did I misread it, that it's not within code? I'm asking staff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an increase of 55 square feet.
Yeah.
Overall.
So it's not, according to the code, Title 30 right now.
Correct.
Right. And I note that the placement of the sign is out of code, but staff does not have a problem with the placement of the sign.
That's correct. The only
right. Right. So basically, it comes back to the size. Could your applicant live with a smaller size?
I've tried. There are signs now. Sahara is the dividing line between county and city. So right across the street are larger signs than what's over on the other side. So there, I know it's the city, it's Sahara, but that's his thought process, is like, I want the same that everybody gets on. You know, I try to tell him it's the county, and unfortunately that's the city, but there are larger signs across the street, and he's trying to, you know, kind of be right in the middle of that, to where those
okay.
are.
No, I understand, and thank you for bringing that up. So I'll just make a comment, but given the location and the uniqueness of the fact that across the way is city property,
yeah.
Is this board in the past, and this is a brand new board, so how this board votes is really up to the new board. But we had an issue with the size of the sign with the Durango, and the issue had to do with precedent. So on that one hand, I didn't want to create a precedent for county property to all of a sudden start giving reasons to other people to put a bigger and a better sign.
Right.
And then we'll just have clutter along the way. But I understand, based on what you just presented, that we're in a unique situation, that the city across the way has a bigger sign, or a taller sign, and all the flash. So I just appreciate you bringing that up. And basically, the purpose of the sign is just so people can see it.
Well, advertise his new business going there. He's doing a surgery center there. He's a brain surgeon, so he's doing a surgery center. And he's also got, the building has six tenants in there as well, too.
And are the tenants in the medical profession?
That I don't know.
Okay, so we don't know that. Okay. All right. If there's no further questions or discussions, I'll entertain a motion.
Just a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I believe that the other residents are within the medical profession. I know there's a periodontist in the same building.
Okay, all right, okay. All right, I'm open to entertain a motion.
I would make a motion to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, there's a motion to approve with staff conditions. All those in favor?
If approved conditions.
Approved per staff, if approved conditions.
They're recommending denial.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. All right, are everyone clear on the motion? Would you mind, Carmen, to restate the motion?
The motion would be approved per staff conditions if approved. Because the reason why you have to say that, because the staff said denial, but you guys, Patrick, said approved.
Right, okay. All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And then I'm a no.
So 4-1?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 5, oh, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, item 5. All right, let me read this. UC 25-0891, Ravon Revocable Living Trust and Ravon Hamid HRTRS. This is a, hang on, I did something with my paper. Okay, here it is. It's a use permit to allow a cannabis established real estate, Use permit to allow a cannabis establishment retail store in conjunction with an existing shopping center on 2.19 acres in a CG commercial general zone, generally located north of Warm Springs Road and west of Durango Drive within Spring Valley.
Good evening, Nancy Emmonson, 520 South 4th Street, representing the applicant. The applicant is Mint Cannabis. Today, Mint Cannabis is at 6332 South Rainbow. They would like to move their facility to this, which used to be a Carl's Jr.'s. So it's in the shopping center, there's a Carl's Jr.'s. The shopping center is kind of a mixture of some service. I think there's a dance studio, there's restaurants in there, and then there's a CVS at the corner. The main reason they're moving is to be able to have a drive-through. Where they are is in the middle of a shopping row, and they can't provide a drive-through, and that's pretty much how the industry works. So that's it. They're not changing the landscaping. They're not changing the circulation. They are going to repaint, clean up, make it a little nicer. I can show you the layout inside if you would like. They're going to modify the inside again to meet all of the requirements. If they are approved, they will go. They have still have to go to the state. They still have to go to Clark County Business License to be able to move their license over. If you haven't seen the Mint Nevada signed and you've been down Paradise, it used to be MedMen. So they bought the MedMen license. And that's it.
All right.
With any questions?
Okay, thank you. Are there any comments from members of the public?
If
you could stand up.
H.M. Chilton, 5920 West Patrick. And my question would be, I just don't think it's safe to have cannabis or alcohol with drive-ups. What's to stop people from smoking in their car as they're driving home? Or ingesting, however they purchase it. And that would be my concern with it, is why do they need a drive-through?
All right, thank you. So is that it? Any other questions? All right, well, I'll bring it back to the board, and I'm going to ask and redirect to staff. So you heard the question. Does the issue of whether or not a potential customer driving up, I guess to put it another way, does planning consider the fact that you're buying a cannabis, which is controlled and regulated, in a drive-up?
There's something that permits that drive-through, or in this case, would not permit drive-through for a cannabis business. So,
okay. Yeah. So let me ask another question. I'm sorry for taking everyone's. can someone purchase alcohol through a drive-through? At this point, I'm just questioning.
I'm not sure, but that is not a planning question.
Okay, so this is a use.
That's business license.
So the business license folks would weigh in, and their recommendation is in this report.
That would be with business license if they want to put that requirement.
Okay, so the next step then after this is whatever we say yes or no, and ultimate goes through the process. The use permit is used, but the next step is to get a business license.
The next step would be to go to the state and to get approval to move the cannabis from Rainbow over to this site.
Okay.
And can I address the drive-through?
Sure.
No matter. There is no consumption on site no matter what. So if you were to go and buy it in the store or drive through, either way, there is no consumption on the site. The other thing to keep in mind is generally, if you were to go on their website, you would see there's a lot of pre-purchasing that is done. So whether you walk in or whether you go through a drive-through, there's a process you have to show your driver's license, you have to show that you purchased. There is a real regulated process. So they're not, whether you're walking in or whether you're driving through, you are taking it away and you're taking it home because there's no proposal for a lounge and there's no request for a lounge. And they can't get a lounge unless they were to come back through the process because it's a separate use permit.
All right, thank you.
Does that make sense?
All right. Any questions or comments from members of the board?
I have none.
None? Grizzle, do you have any questions? No? Matt? All right, there's no question. Open to a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, been moved to approve. If there's no further discussion, I'll
make a motion.
Yes, please.
So you just approve, just straight out approve, or approve with staff?
Approve with the conditions set forth by the county's offices.
Approve with staff conditions. That's how you can make the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen. All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, now no general business. This is the part where we come to the comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No discussion. I'm sorry? All right, let's go back to item three. Is there anybody
That's
here for
mine.
Item three?
That's mine.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry. So, there's no one here for item three. What's the pleasure of the board? To hear it without it or defer until someone comes to represent? And the possible action is 217. So we have an opportunity to delay.
You can hold it to your next meeting.
Yeah. So what's the pleasure of the board?
I move to table this item for the next meeting.
Okay. There's a motion to table item three till the next meeting. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Matt, for keeping you on track. All right. Comments by the general public, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand up and state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If any of the member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done through the chair or by majority vote. Is there any member that would like to speak for 3 minutes? All right, seeing no one really rushing to stand up. The next meeting is February 10, and is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Be safe, everybody.